And if you've just joined us now, you're listening to an ABC News special on The World Today, where it can now be made public that Cardinal George Pell was found guilty last December of 5 charges of sexual abuse against 2 children in the 1990s. A suppression order has been lifted this morning. That's why we can now tell you about this case. Paul Collins is a former Catholic priest who now works as a church historian and commentator. Our Victorian court reporter Emma Younger asked him for his reaction to the guilty verdicts in the George Pell case.
I think it's of enormous implications for the Vatican and for the papacy of Pope Francis. I think it is true now to say, although he's taken a while to get to this point, Pope Francis does get it about sexual abuse. He understands that this is a universal problem in the Catholic Church, and it is going to have to be dealt with, and dealt with radically and quickly. We've already seen his willingness to take on some of the most important and powerful people in the church in the way in which he has dealt with the case of the former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the former Archbishop of Washington in the United States. McCarrick was, he resigned from the, forced to resign from the College of Cardinals, and just recently has been, really had the priesthood stripped from him. He is now just Mr. McCarrick.
What did you think when you first heard the verdict?
Well, I must admit I was flabbergasted. I was really taken aback. With a lot of experience in the Catholic Church in Australia and having worked in the religion department of the ABC, had never heard of any rumours about Cardinal Pell. I'd heard absolutely nothing along the lines of which he's been accused and found guilty. Now, I of course accept the decision of the court. I simply accept the fact that the court has found him guilty.
Have many Catholics been talking about the case?
Well, it's one of the worst-kept secrets in Australia. The Catholics all over the country are talking about it, some with some knowledge of what actually happened, others with a lot less knowledge and a lot of speculation. A lot of Catholics still do not accept Cardinal Pell's guilt, and I'm not just talking about conservative Catholics. A lot of people, very well-informed people, they're not persuaded by his guilt. My own view is that our bishops, who are supposedly the leaders of the church in Australia, have failed the community in many ways completely. Now, I understand that they couldn't speak when the suppression order was there. Of course, they couldn't speak about the Cardinal Pell trial, but they've had all that time since the end of the Royal Commission, and they still really have not issued any form of pastoral care, pastoral advice, pastoral support to the Catholics of Australia, to the practicing Catholics of Australia, and to the believing Catholics of Australia.
So how much of a test will the Pell case be for the Australian bishops?
It really seems to me that this case absolutely highlights the problems that the church faces. This is a man who has virtually dominated the Catholic Church for the last 20 years. This is a man who has had enormous influence on the appointment of bishops, and perhaps one of the reasons why the bishops have been such abject failures in leadership is because of the type of people that Pell has put forward to Rome for appointment to the episcopate. Cardinal Pell's influence continues through a number of senior bishops, senior archbishops, who are very much in, if you like, his view of the church. They are still in place. So I think it is time for the bishops to stand up and to assume leadership for the church in this country, and above all, to move beyond, if you like, the Pell period. And the Australian bishops can't run away and say, oh, well, this is a universal church thing. We have to wait till Rome decides. We have to do this. We have to do that. We've heard that from them over and over.
That's Catholic Church commentator and historian Paul Collins speaking with Emma Younger.